17,000 soldiers from Fort Campbell will deploy to Iraq this fall for the third time. This time, Army officials are turning to professional athletes to answer the age-old question of how to physically prepare a soldier for combat. From member station WPLN, Jacqueline Fellows reports.
Inside a small brick building, Private First Class Christopher Clark pedals a stationary bike inside what looks like a regular gym. The only giveaway that it's not your average workout session is a three-person team hovering near Clark. There's someone adjusting the bike seat, another by a computer monitor hooked up to Clark, and one more person, Takashi Nagai, who encourages the private to push his physical limit.
Keep going. Pedal as fast as you can go. Keep pushing.
The test is one of 14 that puts a soldier's physical fitness up against a professional athlete's. Researchers are testing their theory that training a soldier to have a professional golfer's balance, a runner's stamina, or a hockey player's ankles means more soldiers coming home alive and unhurt. Clark, who is noticeably out of breath after the 30-second bike test, leaves in a few months for Iraq. It'll be the 19-year-old's first deployment.
Well, I'm in good shape now, but I need to be in better shape because my job is to get out of trucks and driving trucks, and I'm jumping out of trucks. All that weight on is going to be killing my knees, so I need something that'll help me out.
More than 25,000 soldiers have been injured since the Iraq War began. With Fort Campbell's entire 101st Airborne Division set to redeploy in the fall, officials here want troops to return home healthy. The University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, backed by a two-year Department of Defense grant, says it can help them do just that. UPMC's medical director, Scott Lephart, says their research shows that soldiers move on the battlefield in the same way that some professional athletes compete.
It's quite similar to a gymnast who is constantly doing dismounts, to a diver who is constantly doing changes in their maneuvers in the air, and then have to prepare for some type of landing, whether it's landing for a dive or whether it's landing from a dismount.
Researchers will measure every element of a soldier's physical fitness, from their strength and flexibility to their lung capacity and body fat. In turn, troops get an exercise program that is tailor-made to strengthen their weak spots. For some deploying soldiers, they'll keep track of their progress in a fitness log. Lieutenant Colonel Rusty Rowe is Fort Campbell's division surgeon and directs major decisions about the troops' health care. He was in Iraq and says he saw firsthand how often knee strains and back problems hampered a soldier's ability. He says better training could reduce not only those injuries, but also deaths.
We could make them better at bursts of power, bursts of speed. Kind of like if you take a quarterback and you run them around in the backfield, you actually expect them to stop, throw a pass down the field, and hit the receiver. I want our soldiers to be so physically fit that they can stop and then fire a round at the enemy without hitting innocent bystanders.
Researchers can't train and monitor all 17,000 Fort Campbell soldiers who are leaving for Iraq in just a few months. Instead, they'll draw their conclusions from a sample of 1 to 200 troops who'll be monitored before, during, and after deployment. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.